Nova Scotia welcomed its largest ever medical residency class that started providing care to Nova Scotians July 1st. A record 233 resident doctors began their training last weekend. 77 of those were Dalhousie Medical School graduates, also a record for the university. The province announced last fall they would fund 10 more family medicine residency spots at Dalhousie University's School of Medicine, as well as 10 spots designated to Nova Scotians who studied medicine outside of Canada. Minister of Health and Wellness Michelle Thompson spoke with CKDU.
Yeah, so we added some residency spots at Dalhousie over the last little bit, and so that increases the number of spots that are available. And we also designated spots for folks who are trained outside, internationally educated folks to come who have roots or connections or some sort of connection to Nova Scotia to be able to come back and do a residency program and then have a return to service. And so that 233 residency seats is also representative of 233 current physicians in our province who have stepped up to be mentors and teachers to our new physicians in the province. So it's a really good news story.
Will this possibly benefit the doctor wait list that's going on currently, the family doctor?
Yeah, so the residencies, the 233 residency spots include subspecialties, and they also include fellowships in addition to family medicine graduates. So we do have family medicine. You'll notice at the bottom there are 80 new family medicine residents starting this year, which is a really great number. And so ideally, our residency retention rate is quite high in the province, and I think that speaks to the clinical environment in which these residents are able to train. And so, as these folks graduate from the residency program, then of course the family residence positions would be given practices as well, right? Okay. At the end, like they go into family medicine practice and they're able to contribute in that way. So this is one stream. We continue to recruit and we continue to retain the physicians that we have in the province.
Right. So yeah, helping with that doctor retention. Does the new deal that's between the province and Doctors Nova Scotia, does that have anything to do with this or it help in any way?
Yeah, so it's really important that when we create an environment where people want to work, we look at all of those things. So certainly the new contract negotiations, which are in the ratification process right now. So that's important that we sit and we have meaningful dialogue and collaboration with physicians around not just remuneration but also their work life environment. Mm-hmm. I think there's other things that we do really well in this province when we look at some of the innovations that are happening. So one of the examples is Dell Family Medicine. So, creating a practice optimization team that goes in and helps existing practices to increase their efficiency and make sure that their practices are functioning optimally. But also embedded in that is an incubator clinic so that as residents train and graduate and become physicians, we provide an environment where they're supported and they, increase their panel and then, move out into their own independent practice. We look at the recruitment teams across the province who are working on the ground in municipalities and with health authorities or with the health authority in the zones to look at matching people in a really meaningful way. So there's a number of things that we're doing across a number of domains that help us retain and recruit and really make a dynamic environment for people to practice.
And does the implementation of the new medical school campus at the Cape Breton University, will that help grow this residency class maybe in future years?
Yep, absolutely it will. Yeah, so we're starting, as we have that second campus, certainly that will mature as well. And in time, residency seats will be attached, to those seats. I don't know if you're familiar with CARMS, the Canadian Residency Matching Service. It is a bit of a complex system, which I'm certainly not an expert in, but we do have a number of residency seats and we share them. So not all of our residents in the province have necessarily trained at Dalhousie, but we've had the highest number this year, which is 77. Mm-hmm. So it is a Canadian pool. And so, residency opportunities, we're going to continue to increase those to the best of our ability as we work with local physicians in order to, train more doctors in Nova Scotia.